Welcome to the Get Realism Podcast.
Okay.
I'm already recorded. Welcome to Get Realism's podcast, you guys.
I haven't turned this one down.
Okay.
Like,
all right, cool. All right.
Are we all tuned in? We're all good?
Yes.
I'm still in the frame. Okay.
Yes.
Welcome to the Get Realism's podcast. I'm Adam Chess.
And I'm Christine Chen, and this is...
I'm Carly Scheel.
Woo! Hey guys, I'm so glad we're doing this. Yesterday we were supposed to record and it didn't happen. So sorry guys for anyone who was curious about what the monkey was going on then. We just had technical issues. And the good news is the show is still going on. Christine, I'm getting the most feedback on my voice, and it's very disconcerting. Can you turn the volume, please?
So what you should do is mute your computer, and then let your phone be the one that has the sound.
But my audio isn't playing through the computer. It's playing through my headphones.
Oh, well, I can't hear you there. I can't be your tech.
You can by turning down the volume on your phone.
We're good. It should be fine. Right. Okay.
I can. All right.
Ours is fine.
I'll just work through it. Yeah, but I still hear myself.
Aww. I'm sorry.
And I hate the sound of my voice.
Well, hey, if I mute myself, will you hear? No, it won't work, right? Oh no,
it
maybe
won't.
I
so
just.
So don't worry about it, Christine. So we got a whole show.
Yes, we do. Okay, cool. All right. So first thing we should probably address is why Carly and I are sitting so close together.
Yeah. Why are you guys? Well, let's back things up. You're working right now, right? We talked about that.
We are in a Marriott Inn in Bryanton. Well, College Station now. Mm-hmm. We are on a production, and today is our off day. Off day, lightly.
Well, it is. It is a holiday.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. But the reason why there's off days because if you work on a holiday, you have to pay more. So most productions.
That's right.
Yeah. So, and we're sitting so close. One for Instagram Live, and also two because. We all tested. We've been testing negative on COVID thing, and as a SAG SAG fill, you're supposed to be testing every 3 to 4 days, basically, to make sure that your cast and crew are safe and healthy and are not giving each other diseases. So
you all get tested every 3 days.
Yeah, every 3 to 4 days is how it's supposed to go.
Okay.
I just flipped it back straight and it works well.
Are these cotton swabs up your nose?
No, thank God. Although, did you do the cotton swab up your nose?
I did.
Yeah, I did the cotton swab up my nose too, which is a very strange feeling.
It is.
We have a whole conversation about that. Prior to arriving on set, we all had to show that we tested negative. And so, it was a very long cotton swab on my nose. And the funny thing is, the whole time I'm thinking, wow, this would be a really cool short film because it's like a horror film. You're like in the line in a car, and then, hey, Adam, turn your phone back straight on Instagram.
Oh.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, we're good.
Cool.
Sorry.
Cool. And anyway, what happens is that. You're like getting closer and closer and closer to the testing site, and like at each site people are wearing more and more PPE, and it's like then they like slap a bag onto your front of your car. You can see how long the cotton swab is, and it's like really freaky.
I did a self-test at CVS.
Oh.
And that was pretty awful. I was like, this feels really unnatural.
You had to stuck it, see it up your own nose?
Yeah, so a nurse talked to me through the window. She called me at CVS when we did the drive-thru, and then, I had to go. And
Oh my god.
It was rough.
I couldn't do that. Yeah. I'm just glad somebody like stuck it up my nose for me. I don't think I could have done the self test.
No, it was bad.
I did the self test, and that was really weird because the nurse was right in front of me, staring at me. I'm like, I'd rather do this in the bathroom this time. So I kind of want to.
That's so gross. I didn't even know they had self tests. That's so gross.
Yeah, they give you like a little bit of time, and you go there. So
I thought it was awful when somebody stuck it up my nose, but I was at least they knew how to do it, and so it was like boop, and then it came out, and it was pretty like fast. Yeah. But a self test. That sounds really awful.
Well, and how conclusive it can really be and how accurate it can really be. No one knows.
Right.
No one knows.
Yeah. The ones that we have on site are pretty cool. They're blood tests. Mm-hmm. And they're supposed to test for, like, antigens and stuff. Obviously, it's like any home kit where it's not going to be perfect, but at least it rules out most things. And then every day on set, we have a system. It feels like we didn't invent this, but we sure like are perfecting it, which is really cool. So Carly and I have this like these laminated signs say like health, whatever.
Health check.
And we put it on, we set it up, we get up 1 hour before the production starts, and we've got a set medic and a safety guy. And they each have the IR temperature things where you just like poke it at someone's face, but like it doesn't touch them.
Laser beam your forehead.
Yeah. And so we basically, you know, radar everybody. And if they pass, then we give them this like wristband that I still have wearing. And they are different.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So it's like we're like bouncers, you know? So like, it's like you can't get into the production club. Like you're not cool enough. So
you cannot step foot on set without that every single day.
So it's really, really cool because it's very easy to identify like who's been tested or who hasn't been tested. And so we have that system in place, and every 4 days we test the blood test to make sure nothing happens. And I mean, it's crazy. Somebody that we know, not on our production, but one of our contacts, like tested positive. So it's a very real thing. Yeah.
It's
sets need to be really, really safe because you are dealing with extras. You're dealing with extras and you can't control their life, and you're dealing with locations. You don't know how those locations are, what they're doing. And so being able to test regularly and to, we have masks and everything on set all the time really helps, but it really can't protect you all the time because it gets hot. And you try to have your mask all the time, but, you know, I'm talking half the time. People can't understand me behind a mask sometimes, so, like, I have to take it off and, like, say stuff, and then you forget, so.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So the nice thing
is it the same as the last set that you were on, the short film, where you guys are
very minimal? Yeah, this one is because, obviously, this is a bigger, much bigger set.
Right.
And so the last set we probably were able to get away with more stuff because it was like 10 people, 10, you know, max. And it was all outside.
Yeah.
Outside. And we had masks on and everything, but it was like, there was no freaking way that short could test, you know, but we were together for 2 days. So, which helps. And we were outside and we wore masks when we could, all that stuff, and it was controlled environments. So, but like, because this is a 15-day shoot, anything can go awry in 15 days, and we're in public spaces. So we shot at, you know, a school. We shot at a I don't even remember what we shot at. Oh, we shot at a convenience store, you know. So it's like exactly. So this is like the most number of people I've been around in a very long time.
Yeah.
So, and I actually hugged our DIT guy today.
Oh man. I would do for a hug.
I hugged him, and then we're both like, oh shit.
You're like, whoa.
What did we just do?
Yeah, but I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, we've all been tested, and we're kind of like living in this weird bubble. So, in like a hotel that's not really open to most people, so, which is cool. But probably our like wives or husband and wife. Can you guess who's the husband, who's the wife?
Oh, you definitely are the husband. You wear the pants in the relationship.
I've been calling her wifey, but we need to rework it. So.
Yes, I am.
Oh, is it the other way around?
No, I am the husband. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Yeah.
I'm like whispering in her ear, like, this is this person.
Yeah, I'm like, Carly, can you put so-and-so on the phone right now? She'll like dial it. And I'll just be like, hey, yeah. And then I'll be like, Carly, So, yeah.
Christine's forgetting her phone everywhere. I'm like, here's your water, honey. got you.
By the way, Carly, she's going to lose her car keys, and it is what it is.
So I need to make a note of that as well.
Make a note of it. Even if you have to, get the tile app tracing her keys.
I thought about that. I was like, I need to start tracking her.
At all times.
Yay. Yeah. People are... No, Keo's on it. Keo's our DP, and he's awesome. Hopefully he's listening to it and knowing that we think that he's awesome.
I've told a lot of my friends. I've group texted some friends, so.
Yeah, we look like we're at a music festival or something. Yes, it does.
Yes.
You guys do look like you're about to go to EDC.
And so, it's been really interesting, strange, but it's been a really cool learning experience to be like, okay, we're learning as we go, and we're trying our best, and it's neat to have almost like a first look on it, and now I can go to another set, which I will be after this one, and kind of showing, hey, what else can we do to make things safer? Yeah. One of the things that usually there's no longer group bags that you can stick your hand into and all that stuff, and we have a system where everything is individually wrapped, obviously, and we have one person with gloves and masks who handles everything, and you can, in the morning, you show up and you point at what you want, and that one person takes it and puts it into like a little brown.
Yeah, we're basically sending kids off to school.
Yeah,
every day
it feels like we're going
lunches.
To school.
With like little packed lunches. Yeah.
Like literally, like people are trading items yesterday. They're like, okay, I have Cheetos. You have this. What are you?
Yeah.
Christine has
here's our brown paper bags. Yeah, with all our snacks. And we're going to class. And we're just trading our stuff. So it's just like,
you're truly making it a summer camp.
So, but it's great.
It
works. It's really cool. I really appreciate that our profession is taking it seriously and making it safe.
Right.
So having the testing kids, I think, makes everything happy. And
that's my friend Bailey.
Somebody would like to know, what is everyone's favorite thing about Carly? I like that she keeps
the if I can name the ways of what my favorite thing is about Carly.
And can everyone give Carly compliment individually? Totally.
Thanks, sure. love my height.
So Carly is so intuitive about the needs of other people, which I think as a second AD is extremely important. Especially with our talent. So she's the point of contact for our talent, and she makes sure that talent is taken care of, because sometimes talent come here, they don't have a car. They can't go anywhere. They can't get food and all that stuff.
Right.
And Carly is there and is making sure, like, hey, what do you need? And do you know how to get to places? Do you have a ride? All these things that I feel like make people comfortable that I'm very much not good at, because – from experience, people will like come stay in my house and they're like, hey, do you have a towel? I'm like, oh shit, like you need a shower. Oh crap, like you need these things. I just don't think of those things, you know. I'm more of a very logical, like step A from point A to point B, and these are little things that you get to versus like comfort and stuff like that. So she is excellent at that. Oh, hi, Nikki.
Hi, Nikki.
So, Carly, how long have you been working in the industry?
Well, I got my degree from UT in 2016, but really, I've been doing a lot more work since meeting Christine on Man on the Tower, and she's been having me as her second,
which
has been great.
Carl's on here, so we should say hi to you. Hi, Carl. We totally mentioned your film.
Hi, Carl.
That's how we met, was on Carl's film, Man Tower. So
how long ago was that?
That was last September.
Last September?
Yeah,
I guess.
Less than a year ago.
You know, you get to know someone really well when you have, when you're with them like 24/7. That's literally what we are. We're literally together 24/7. We've now started to carry the same vitamins.
We both showed up with, like, I have my giant tub of collagen, she has hers, and then I looked in her room, she had all of her gummy vitamins laid out, and then I have all of my gummy vitamins laid out.
Really strange. It wasn't planned out at all. Like, I went in and opened up a cabinet that she had set up, and I was like, oh, you have collagen? Me too.
So the AD team is on their collagen and protein needs.
Is
her whole cast? I think her whole cast and crew is watching our podcast.
I mean, that's good.
This is entertainment. Yeah, so. We're providing entertainment. What do you want from it, Christine?
Yeah, because we're stuck. We can't do anything else. So watch our podcast.
Watch our podcast. Yeah.
But yeah, no, I think that's the great thing about Carly is that she's so intuitive about what people need. And because of that, she makes my job easier because I'm like running around on set, like freaking out and like stressed out. And she, I think, and I've talked to her about this with like, what's the perfect second AD or whatever. And it's obviously personal preference, but it is like what complements you and what makes you feel good and supported on set. And for me, I'm already stressed out and on top of scheduling and stuff, and it helps me that she just goes with the flow. Like, shit can be going down, and she's just like, everything's fine.
Oh, that's so great. Fine. Yeah. That's the way to do it.
Yeah, meanwhile, I'm just like, just call this person, this other person, and I don't have the number, and then, like, call this person and divert the meals, and also, like, is our talent coming here, and yeah. All right, bye. I'm like, and then I'm like, then I'm talking to me, like, copy that. Okay, great. Yeah, what do you need, Kia?
I gotta go back.
So that's my life right now.
Anything I can take off Christine's plate, basically, because I know she is just, there's a lot going on in that head.
That's the thing I noticed about Christine the most. She works abnormally fast than any other human being I know. And that's
the way she
does
schedule stuff is crazy. Like,
well, that's the thing. And she has the ability. You're like, talking about this.
Projects at a time, too.
Yeah, she can take on multiple projects. She is a multitasker. And the fact that people say that multitasking is impossible, Christine's a very prime example of you can absolutely do multitasking. Because every time I see Christine, I look at myself and I'm who's just taking things one at a time, and I'm like, I'm tired. Fuck this. So Christine is there because she is consistent, and her way of getting through a schedule makes a long day seem like a true 12-hour, 13-hour day. And the fact that without Christine, there's a good chance the day will be completely fucked.
Yeah, absolutely.
People are behind.
No doubt about it.
And Christine is there. As tough as Christine is, and she can be tough, with reason. And the fact that she is all the better, because you definitely will work with ADs that are just okay, fine. We'll go ahead and go way above schedule and be here for 22 hours or some shit. Christine is probably one of the best at her jobs. And I say the same to Kelly as production designer. I say the same for both of you. They're both my mentors.
Christine
loves
I feel like it's been boot camp. Like, this is what you do.
So that's a good segue.
She's just gonna judge.
For
and if
people
you fuck
who,
up, she's just gonna judge.
I don't judge. Excuse me. I think that's a good segue for people who aren't in the film industry and want to get into it. I guess we can talk about what the AD department does exactly. What are the typical day of the AD department?
We lose Adam.
We lost Adam.
Oh, you, oh wait, wait, wait. Hang on.
No,
hang on.
Wait. Oh, there you are. Okay, cool.
Yeah, we're back.
Cool. Okay. So we say we should talk about...
My battery's at 20%.
Oh, my God.
Maybe you should charge it before
maybe
this starts.
Maybe, yeah. You know, Carly, maybe I should have.
Yeah, maybe.
Just maybe.
Yeah, this is just a nice suggestion.
Your 80s are telling you
yeah.
that.
Yeah, so what is the 80
do?
Yeah, that should, I think that's what, that would be a good thing. So what is the second 80 do, Carly?
A lot of printing, but mainly I take care of talent and make sure they're happy, like Christine was talking about. I'm also anything Christine needs to, like, anything I can help her
yeah,
with.
Like massages.
Yeah, like massages. And then also a big thing is making sure everybody knows where they're going at what time.
Call sheets.
And, like,
yes.
The call sheets, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You'd be amazed. Like, you think that this one sheet of paper wouldn't take that long. I don't know why,
no.
But that
no.
one sheet of paper takes the entire day to figure out.
My
yeah,
first set, remember on Writer's Block, you had Teresa?
Yeah.
So I remember
so
you
I
guys
remember
going through call sheets because there was constant schedule changes.
Schedule
like,
changes.
Like almost every
other
thing
they were doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah,
and,
yeah.
And
seeing Christine and
Teresa
in front of this tiny little
laptop
just sweating and damn near breaking down in tears.
Damn near breaking down in tears.
It makes you feel like, oh, okay, so I'm not a perfect human being either. But, oh my god. That's, that was an interesting experience.
That was an interesting experience.
Yeah. It would make it really funny. I really just think visually. It'd be a really,
yeah.
really funny,
yeah.
like a little short, micro short. But I would do it like, wait, who writes The West Wing?
Aaron Sorkin.
Aaron Sorkin.
It'd be very Sorkin. I'd be like, walk with me, and then we walk, and then
yeah.
like someone would pass me a computer, and I'd be like, all right, so we need to move this and this and this and this, and Carl's like, all right, on that. We just
yeah.
go and then split, and then
yeah.
the entire crew is just like, huh. And it's how one little piece of paper dictates our life and how much it like changes all the time. So I think that's the most stressful part. And I think as an AD, it's being able to be flexible and not be flustered and to always have this face of like, everything's fine. The world is burning and like the set is burning and like I don't know where my location is. I don't even know the address and like
well, you have
so
to
and so
all the time.
Everything's fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
But people gotta know that they can go to somebody that's
going to be like, here's the solution.
Yes.
Or like, wait a minute, I don't know the solution yet, but don't panic.
Right.
We got it.
So we can't panic because then everyone else would panic. And yeah.
Yeah. So,
and
so
you don't want
people
to panic, and
yeah,
people follow up with you
oh, yeah,
all the time.
You should have seen everybody panic during doing time cards. I mean, that was a whole thing.
I guess that's a good.
I'm not going to call you out. But.
Yeah, somebody
okay.
like couldn't fill out the time cards.
Yeah.
Like it took. Three
so, Christine, does it feel like with this pandemic now, does it add another level to being an AD?
Dude, like crazy level.
Yeah.
I think the biggest thing is it's just like a lot of things thrown at you that it changes so much more, you know? Mm-hmm. So like for example, we had a location that we had booked, planned out, and knew ahead of time that we were going to have this schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Then suddenly, wouldn't you say it was like around when we were about to wrap or... No, we're about to go to that location.
We were at like
okay.
30 minutes. 30 before.
Minutes before we're about to go to make a location change. Literally 30 minutes. So we were at one location about to do a company move. That's what we call it. So I have some bad news from our director / producer. And it's like, we don't have this location anymore because so it's all these different things. and basically figure out our schedule, what we can shoot right now. It was like less than 30 minutes. Like, we literally wrapped, and what the time was, was our lunch break, basically. But within that, we had to notify everybody that...
supposed to go to that location.
Yeah, all the talent that was supposed to shoot those scenes.
Yep.
Right? All the talent that we need that are new to shoot the scenes. I have no clue what we're going to shoot. Uh-huh. And then notify the locations and confirm whether those locations are available, because they're all live locations. We don't know if someone's pre-planned or done something already. And then also tell the crew, who are like, what the fuck are we doing? Where can we move our equipment? Like, where are we going? We're all lost. And then, like, stay calm, and then try to eat lunch and move the location out. And then, like, it was a whole thing. It was so stressful.
That was a very, very crazy day.
And the thing is, like, all these things are so interconnected that, like, you break one thing and it breaks everything else. Is you're damage controlling all the way down the line. You know?
Yeah.
So, like Carly was saying, we had like 6 or 7 actors that were already supposed to be showing up within like 5 minutes.
They're like on their way to set. And I'm like, hey, we just found this out. So we're going to figure it out, but we're going to shoot you tomorrow instead.
Or sometimes it was even like, we're going to shoot you at some point. Like,
yeah,
we didn't even have an answer.
Yeah.
It was, we're going to shoot you soon. Which, people hate that. People hate ambiguity. I think the stress comes when people don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
And so it's constant communication. It's me figuring out, like, all right, within 5 minutes, let's make a decision to commit to something.
Yeah.
And it was a miracle, because the only thing that we could really commit to also had extras in it.
Yeah.
Well...
So we had a coordinator actually bring in, like, so what happened, we ended up shooting some other stuff that we were supposed to shoot another day. He got, like, 30 extras
within,
for us,
like,
for two different locations within an hour.
It
was truly a miracle that happened.
Yeah.
So
that's how we pulled that off.
Yeah.
But it was so stressful.
Yeah.
So
I bet
that's what we.
The fact that you can get sleep at night.
That was affected because of the pandemic. So there things are more not set because of the pandemic. Because you know somebody could test positive, or a location could shut down, or you know we constantly have SAG on our. But, you know, and we also constantly have the possibility of, like, hey, some of the businesses that we're shooting at may shut down at any time.
Texas could shut down.
Yeah, could shut down at any time. And, like, how do you deal with that? And so it's this constant, like, all right, like, going with the flow but not freaking out, but we are freaking out inside. Yeah.
So we're just looking at each other like,
it's fine.
Okay.
Everything is fine.
Yeah.
It's great. Everything is just awesome. So, but that's why having compliments and having somebody who can go with the flow, like Carly can, is amazing. It's because the last thing I want to do is be stressed out by another factor, you know? So, yes, if film days are unpredictable, with COVID has become worse. Agreed. Somebody just said that on Instagram, and it's absolutely, absolutely true. Mm-hmm. I mean, here's another thing. Like, suddenly, we found out that we had to immediately show test results to SAG, or they would stop the production.
Yeah.
And we literally found this debt out on the right after... We wrapped, and we needed to send out the call sheets. And because of that, we had to build, like, 4 or 5 hours of time that we had originally planned out to shoot for testing with test kits that, who knows, like, it's just, there's so much uncertainty. And from there, we were able to figure it out, but, like, That's what COVID is doing, is that it's increasing uncertainty, And you just really need to be able to deal with that. Most people can't. Most people don't like uncertainty. Uncertainty freaks people out because it's scary.
That's why I like being as like prepared as possible with every little thing I could maybe need for the day, because like I always say I'm prepared to go with the flow.
Yeah, you have to be. So I would say the AD department is just, if we had a motto, it would just be, it's fine, everything's fine.
It's that dog meme where he's in the house with all the fire around him, and it's like, it's fine.
I mean, but if you think about it, though, how many ADs do you know are working right now?
Yeah, there's not really...
So that being said, you guys are like pioneers in...
Yeah, essentially, it's kind of cool, but also, like, super stressful.
Right.
Yeah, but, I mean, we're learning every day what works, what doesn't
work. But you guys are setting that precedent, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm really thankful that the production is really taking it seriously and trying to keep us all safe, and it definitely makes us feel better that we're all getting tested on a regular basis, and that enables us to do our jobs without freaking out. It's what's making this possible. So anybody in the future going down the line, if they have questions about like how you can run a set efficiently, having to follow these rules, it's going to be the new norm. We have a producer on set, Bruce, who's like, it's possible like community, like buffet style stuff is going to go away, period. You know, just because.
Yeah. Buffets need to go, just completely go.
For our waistlines.
Because last time I'd been to a buffet was like after like a 3-year relationship, because I was way too sad to afford a full meal.
Carl, what do you mean? What production was this last one? Can you redefine? We're on a current production right now. Sorry, I'm looking at questions too.
Yeah, on Facebook.
Oh, okay. So Carl asked us what production was this last one. So the production we're on right now is called No More Goodbyes. It is a film being shot in Bryan, Texas. It's a 15-day shoot so far. And it's kind of like a drama. It's a drama, yeah, a feel-good drama. So it has an extensive cast, some star, like well-known people and everything. And we love the crew. And the cast, of course.
And yeah, we worked with this crew back in January, and it's really nice.
It's really fun. Yeah, it's really, it's like a big family reunion with some new people. Yeah. And so, yeah.
Awesome.
It's awesome. Yeah. So I feel very happy and very thankful to be able to be working right now.
Carl asked, what's it called again? Oh, shit. You can see me, right?
Okay. You don't, sometimes, I feel bad for whoever's coordinating that.
I say it easier and I'm not the one coordinating it.
Yeah, because it's like, oh, some people are vegan, some people are not, some people are vegetarian, some people eat this, no one dairy. And it's like all individually prepared, and then like, you forget, like, who's coming to set, who's staying home, all the actors who aren't on set, you gotta remember them, like, it's pain in the ass.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, at least you're keeping everyone in mind, and you're still working and trying to figure all this shit out every day when things are changing constantly.
So, we are ready for anything. So, any other productions that want to go into production later on, we are COVID trained now.
Example.
We have our safe set training. Yeah. We know exactly what we can do to help you out. And
FST, safe set training.
Pretty much. Yeah, dude. We literally consult on sets and be like, hey, this is safe, it's not safe, or whatever. So
yeah, and having our safety guy has been so...
Oh my gosh, our safety guy is awesome. Jason Ramirez, if you ever watch this podcast, you're...
That's not his title, I assume. Safety guy, right?
No, that's an official title.
Safety guy. Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, the safety
guy. Print that on the business card.
It's on the call sheet.
As the safety guy. Yeah. No, he's cool. He's awesome. He makes sure, like, hey, these are the protocols and whatever. And you check every... It's every single day. We have assistant. We
have the thermal laser beam in your
Carly and I show up an hour before cast and crew. We set up our little tables, and then we're ready to shoot radar guns at everybody and see, like, hey, and then we give wristbands, and then once they have their wristbands, then they're allowed to go near Crafty. They go to Crafty, they point at things that they want, and one lady, usually Jeannie, our awesome Crafty lady, volunteer, she puts it in these little brown bags, and then we go to school, make bad decisions, and then we go to start working. And then on set, we've got hand sanitizer everywhere. We've got face masks if you forget yours. We've got gloves for people handling things. Walkies are a whole thing. Like, we don't now we don't take earpieces.
Yeah, everyone holds on to their earpiece. We have little UV lights to actually sanitize stuff too. So spraying stuff down and doing those.
Yeah, so every night we sanitize the walkies. Jackson's our QPA.
Yeah,
our kid
a lot.
Is doing that. And then what are those other systems? That's like our routine now.
Yeah.
And then we work really, really late at night to get our schedule ready because we couldn't do it before because things keep changing due to unforeseen circumstances.
Which affects everything I do.
Yeah. So she's like on set being like, hey, just tell me what we're shooting tomorrow. And I'm like, okay, so I think we, James? Okay, cool. Yeah, got that. And anyway, what do you need? Okay, anyways, where's talent? Oh shit, where'd they go?
And the fact that you guys keep a level head and on track the entire day, every day, and on it, that's awesome, for sure.
Yes.
Like, that's pretty rad. Carly, what's your favorite part about being a second AD?
Ooh, that's a good question.
That is a good question.
Thank you, Christine.
Oh, Jeannie, we gave you a shout-out.
Yeah.
We love Jeannie. Jeannie keeps us. She's our crafty person. She just totally, like, liked our podcast. Wouldn't it be funny if tomorrow we go to set and everybody's like, good podcast. Oh, my gosh.
And then you're going to be famous on a film set. You're welcome, Christine.
Delivering
new content.
Yeah. I like working with people directly, though. And I like, you know, making sure everyone's good and how I can help that. I mean, I like doing that.
Yeah.
I like helping Christine.
That's great.
I like doing that, but, like, mine is very much crew-oriented.
Yeah.
So I think why I'm good at that is because I myself have done. Yes, Jeannie, we talked about you. She just posted on. Yes, we talked about you because you're awesome and you're making our set nice and happy. Anyways, I technically know a lot of stuff when it comes to a film set, and so I've pretty much done every single job on a set. So I can talk to Keo about lenses and cameras to a certain extent, not like to what he does, but I understand. He's like, hey, we need to do a wide here, and then we cut it off at this point, and then
it's
edit
probably
this.
More than most ADs.
Yeah, and I edit, so I understand like coverage and things like that, and I understand if I need to move on or whatever, I can be like, hey, we don't need this shot, like, we're gonna go over, do you really need this type thing. And then I also understand why each department is important and how to build in time for them to do their job. You know, I think a lot of times if you don't have perspective on departments, you just assume that it takes like 5 minutes to get people ready and that's not cool. Like pushing people in a not logical way, you know,
You got to give everyone the space to
do
their role as well as they can.
When an actor comes and is like, hey, I want another one, I need to understand that, yes, even though we're running against time, like, they want to do the best that they can. So I want to give them that time, you know, or I want to be like, hey, no, we need another one. Or they need a when James needed a rehearsal and a very long one, I understood, like, that's important because they got to get their blocking right and, like, it's got to be consistent all the way through and people have to feel it. So that's the cool thing is I have that perspective as a director and can understand that. So I think that's why I like ADing. And I can learn a lot from directors and watching how they work and apply it to how I direct as well. So Or how not to work. That's a lot of things, too. Plenty of learning about that. So, yeah, so that's the AD department. We're kind of important, I think.
I think essential. You guys
we're
are
essential the, workers.
Yeah.
We're essential workers on set. Yeah. And so, yeah. But, I don't know. I enjoy it. I started doing it because I didn't think we were... Oh, wait. What Tracy said. Did Carly ever answer what her favorite part of being a second AD is?
Not really, but I was going to move past it.
Stella was our favorite part of being a second AD. So,
like being able to work with like talent like that. Yeah. Just like, and I get to spend time with them, and I don't know.
And you mentioned helping them, too, is gratification, which is nice. Yeah.
It is.
It is nice to help other people.
I want to help them do the best that they can do. Always, so.
Right, and do you feel like being a second AD requires a high amount of patience?
Yeah. Being in the AD department requires an extraordinary amount of patience. Like, so much. Because, okay, traditionally I feel like ADs get this rep that, like, they're just supposed to yell at everybody and be mean and just move the set, but I don't, I don't think that's an effective way of AD. I think understanding and having a perspective of why people need what they need for the jobs is an effective way, and to try to give them an environment that facilitates that, you know? And so, yeah, like, I yell plenty on set, unfortunately. I try not to. I try to make it, like, fun. And I think for me, what's important on a set, and Carly's is about, like, keeping everybody happy and keeping everybody comfortable so that they can do their jobs without having to worry about everything. Mine is essentially that, too, but also, I don't even know what I was talking about. That's how tired I am.
Yeah, no, you were on a roll. You were talking about,
I was on a roll. I had a point. I had a point. And then I was like, wait, we woke up at...
It's okay, sweetie.
Thanks, babe. Yeah.
You're talking about
your content later on.
I totally had a point. Let me reconnect and see what that point was.
Yeah, you were talking about being AD and the amount of patience you have.
Oh yeah, yelling at people is just not gonna do anything. Yeah. It's just not.
I'm a stoner, and I got us back on track.
Yeah, fear factor doesn't really work that well. I mean, sometimes you fear factor a little bit, but like, I think mutual understanding is better. At least that's my. That's my, I remember what I was saying. That's my AD set. And for me, I do films because I love filmmaking. Mm. I love everything about filmmaking. And I feel like it is absolutely important for people to remember that on set. If people go do that on, if they're going to set and they're feeling like this is a shit job, like, then what's the point of making movies, right? So, like, for me, having an environment where everybody loves being there, that because they're being treated with respect and that their needs are being met, is extremely important to us. So, yeah, I never want a set where people are like, like, I don't want to show up to work, or like, ugh. I mean, we're all gonna have days where like, why are we waking up at 4:30 a.m. to be on set at 5? Like, does anybody care? But like, in the end,
yeah. I mean,
we're like, I have to be there at 6 a.m. Yeah. We're like, yeah, we have to be there at 5. So we've already been there.
No complaint.
Yeah. Sorry.
Which means you guys are going to get about 45 seconds of sleep.
Right. It's like, I also, you remember that email you got at 3 o'clock in the morning? That was also me. So,
right.
Yeah, and I can't go to bed because I have to make sure that you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, we're in charge of creating that environment on set for people to feel good about being there.
Absolutely.
So, no, it's been fun, and we're very glad to be able to keep doing what we do, and especially in this time, and unfortunately, it's going to be a norm for a little bit, until people learn to wear masks and social distance and stay safe, and hopefully, there will be more productions that come up that are safe. So this is not the time to make a no-budget, don't-care-about-your-crew or cast film. Like, this is a time where it's very serious, and that safety is important, and keeping everybody safe should be a priority. So, Tracy says, I know how much y'all don't sleep. Yeah, we don't. What was our schedule? We wrapped at like 2 a.m.? But three, it was pretty much
like 2:30.
Yeah, but we have to, like, when we wrap, it's not really wrap because, like, we're, like, cleaning out stuff and making people get rides and then, like, making sure the food doesn't just sit there and then, like, just making sure everything is going into place. And then after that, we come back home and then we still get emails of, like, what are we doing tomorrow? Or, like, I don't understand.
When's call time?
Or, like, what's call time? We're, like, just meet your call sheet. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's then we deal with that for another 30 minutes.
Here's a hot tip for anyone getting into the film industry. Don't ever ask an AD when call time the next day.
Do that. No.
Don't ever do that.
So, and then,
don't ever do that.
And then we'll do that, and Carly will print off a bunch of shit, and I'll try to help out here and there, and then by the time we're done, it's like 4 or 5 a.m. And then we gotta do it again.
I feel like I blink, and then it's like, okay, you're working. And
you're
then
on again.
Like, I'm waking up, and I'm getting calls immediately. And
yeah,
else,
but so. It's funny because we're both like, we could be like asleep and be like, all right, this is what we need to do.
Man,
so we need
you
to
guys
go.
Are about to reach the point of stoppage time. Like,
just like I need like 12 more hours in this day. Where,
right.
That's but I've kid with a friend, my other friend Adam, and he's like, you know, I wake up at like 6 every day, you know, and I'm like, yeah, but at 6 you aren't functional till it's 10. I wake up at whatever time and I'm immediately doing stuff, and I credit that to AD, so yeah. Because we'll get calls and we'll just have to jump on it and just be attentive and
the moment you open your eyes. Yeah,
so it's really,
oh, there goes my phone,
quite funny. Like, if we can step outside of our own body and look at everything, it's very hilarious. I think, at least.
You have Adam?
I don't think so.
No, you have me. I'm here.
Wi-Fi has died.
No, I'm
and
here.
Also,
can you see me on Zoom?
That we might be over our Instagram thing, so I'm going to turn the sound on for here and
okay.
Then turn off.
Oh, is there a time on?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yes.
Christine, can you see me?
We're,
can you hear me?
Yeah.
Share to IGTV. And next. Cool. Can you hear us? Adam.
Wait,
are
you
still
can
on?
You see me?
He's
oh,
there,
yeah.
We don't have
sorry. Let me unmute this. Can you hear me now?
Hello?
Yes.
There you go. Yay. Okay,
cool.
That was so weird. It was like talking to a wall. I was like, oh, my phone died. Guys, my phone died. And you guys were like...
Yeah,
so where's that? He left, then I'm just like, guys, hey!
You muted on the computer, but
yeah.
Okay. We lost some fun, so
we are 55 minutes in. So you want to take this in for a landing?
Yeah.
Go into some news?
I think that's it. I think people are bored of us talking about AD.
Oh, okay. So you want to just end it? We'll end it?
I don't know. I think our job is interesting. Most people are like, what the F? That sounds so boring.
No, it is. It is. I mean, was there anything you wanted to add, Carly? Like being you as a second AD in the midst of, you know, COVID and dealing with, you know, the constant scrutiny of people breathing down your neck and the safety precautions you have to lay down for everyone?
More that, like, yeah, it's really stressful, but it's incredibly worth it. And I don't
Absolutely.
Even think about the fact that I'm working when I'm working. Like, yeah, I'm working, but, like...
And we complain a lot, you know?
But I wouldn't rather... Like, this is exactly what I want to be doing with my time. So,
okay.
And I feel
yeah.
great about doing it.
Yeah.
So, and I'm really happy that Christine gave me this opportunity to kind of, like...
We're, like, a couple. Yeah. We're a married couple. Yeah, we are totally a married couple.
We're getting there.
Yeah.
Funny.
We have our whole house now. We have a really nice
house. Yeah, we have a nice house.
Yeah.
Our house.
Yeah.
So you guys are going to be there for how long again?
10 more days.
Yeah, we got a while.
At least 10 more, maybe more than that, 11 more days
yeah.
or something. Oh, happy 4th of July, people, too. I forgot, it's happy 4th of July. Oh,
happy 4th of July.
Yeah. Oh, we're so in love.
We're like heart eye emoji.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
was there any questions on Facebook that anyone's asked?
I think we've answered most of them.
Okay.
Yeah. So, do you see anything? I think people are tired of first aiding stuff.
Yeah.
So, hopefully people learn some stuff about what we do as ADs and how important it is. And also find some comfort knowing that film productions will continue. And there is a way to do it without endangering the lives of your cast and crew, you know, if you do it properly. Doing testing, social distancing, have proper sanitary facilities and stuff, and abiding by rules. So, yeah. If you need any advice on that, and if you have a production that you want to go into and stuff, we've been through it. We are going through it, and we can help the production. So
that's right. You guys are the pioneers in the in this Corona revolution.
Corona.
Not a revolution. I don't want to say it's a revolution. It's like it's a pandemic. It's a pandemic. But you know, you guys are doing it. You guys are on the front lines and still making movie magic. And God bless you both, truly. You know, and everyone on the crew. Shout out to everyone on the crew for sure for working on this and working y'all fast and stuff and making stuff.
Shout out to the crew for being troopers.
Yeah.
I really like you guys.
Yeah.
For real. You guys are cool.
Very important.
That is really like important. Everyone, it would too. Suck to be on a set where you don't like the cast and crew and you're in a pandemic.
Yeah.
Like, at least we can all tolerate each other.
Yeah.
It's like hanging out with friends a lot of the time.
There's certain people I can't tolerate, like Jaquan, but like it's totally fine. Like, I deal with his bullshit, but
yeah. All right, Kristen, you want to take this plane for a landing?
All right, do it. How do we go for it?
Okay, guys. Well, this has been another edition of Get Realism's podcast. Thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you guys for listening, watching. GetRealism.com. Get your book.
Get your book on set.
Yes.
Get your book, getrealisms.com. Or find me on set to get your copy. Because
find Christine on set. If you can't find Christine.
I wrote it, and my friends made the drawings, and Kelly and Jason and everything. So, and I was part of the podcast. Yeah.
So, Christine Chen, you can find her on Instagram at MTF. Moth to Flame Films, C Chen, MTF, Christine Chen, Christine W. Chen on Facebook, and go on youtube.com/Moth to Flame Films to subscribe to Christine's YouTube channel. So,
well, Moth to Flame channel, Get Realism's channel, and all that stuff. So,
it's Get Realism's now?
Well, I have multiple channels. Get Realism's.
You have multiple channels? Okay.
There's Christine Chen.
Or go on youtube.com and search up Christine Chen.
Yeah. I always feel
do
weird
all that.
The call to action stuff. Yeah.
Carly, what's your social media?
Are you wanting to slide into her DMs?
No, Christine, because this is a platform for people to listen and watch for Carly and see what her action is.
I will slide into her DMs.
He already has my number.
You know what? Fine. Then don't say anything.
Carly,
this has been a great episode of the Get Realism's podcast. Thank you guys for tuning in.
So you can hire her as a second AD because she's one of the best.
Everyone, hire Carly. Hire Christine Chen. Don't hire Adam. He's a weirdo, apparently, according to Christine. So
Adam is awesome. Yes. So.
Okay. Yeah. All right, guys. So this has been another episode of the Get Realism's podcast. Thank you, Facebook. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Instagram, even though my phone's died.
Yes, so, now we gotta go do call sheets and shit.
Now you guys gotta do call sheets. Bye, Facebook!
It's your day off, but we gotta still send call sheets so people know where to go tomorrow.
Alright. So that's it with the Facebook live stream.
Cool.
Yeah.
And that's that.
Thanks, Carly, for joining in. I appreciate you.
That was good.
Oh, it was fun. Great. I kinda just need to do it.
She was like, hey, sir, you...
Cool. It was in the middle of like us running a set. Where I was like, these are things that are wrong. And also, do you want to be on podcast? Oh wait, all right, quite on set.
I don't really say no to whatever Christine wants. So I'm like, yeah, okay, sure.
Well, I hope this has been fun for you.
Yeah.
And hopefully you can come back. We tried to do this with Kelly yesterday. It just didn't technically work out. But we're gonna go back again. We're gonna revamp some stuff, and we're gonna get new guests. You guys, we're gonna get great guests. Christine, we're getting great guests. Okay.
We are?
Oh yeah. Getting Carly fantastic guests. Carly is a fantastic guest. Absolutely. Thank you guys. Get?